Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Drake, I know we're a long way off from knowing the answer to this maybe, but do you want to start day one? And have you had any conversations about what your track is going to be towards doing that in the in minicamp or beyond that?
Honestly, that's obviously the goal, for myself and any rookie quarterback coming to the NFL, but also, I think it's, great opportunity for getting there and learn from Jacoby, learn from the older guys, the other vets around there, and just, put my best foot forward. I think, for me, just want to earn the respect of the guys and get to know them first. But obviously all the stuff on the field will come after that. So looking forward to help the Patriots anyway. Obviously, it's the goal, but ready for anything that happens. And I think, one of the best things about being a 21-year-old coming in there is, get ready to learn and to soak it all in. And, if I'm the best guy, I think Coach Mayo's kind of said that. He said that publicly, if the best guy's going to play. So if it happens to me, I'm ready to go. And it's not, I'm going to prepare like it and compete and learn and as much as I can from the other guys to get ready to do that.
Drake May yesterday, first radio appearance in Boston here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. If you missed any of it, rewind feature on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We were thinking about locking Arcan out of the studio.
What's going on, Adam? What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, Drake. But he was present and accounted for the interview.
And he did well.
Oh, I think that was easily the newsiest thing that came out of
it. Yeah, he asked the best questions. Good job, Arcan.
Yeah, great job, Arcan. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
And so he wants to play week one. Best guy's going to play. Who's the best guy? And will the Patriots actually follow through on that? Gerard Mayo has said the same thing. I've heard how Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf talk about Jacoby Brissett. They make him sound like he's a veteran there for the young player to bring him along. They don't talk about him like the starting quarterback of the team. So I think Drake May should start week one. And I know not everybody agrees with that, but fine, whatever. I think he should. I also think he will. Like, I think they're going to start him week one. That's a prediction. We have no way of knowing other than judging the way they're talking about it, judging how he's talking about it. We're going to talk to Thor Nystrom from Fantasy Pros. I know he disagrees. He hated the Patriots draft. That's at 3:30. We also have another pair of tickets to give away here on a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI to Red Sox and Giants on Thursday at Fenway Park. So stay tuned for that. You think the Patriots will let him start week one? If he's the better guy, Mego, do you think they'll let him start week one?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think he's going to be the better guy. So I'm trying to work through this. Where I'm getting tripped up with this is that I really thought that with Elliot Wolf's Packers background, that they would be coming in here saying, we have a development plan for Drake May. And maybe they'll still do that.
I know,
and they'll
but just real quick, you said that before, and I've said in Cleveland, they started Baker Mayfield year one, and they did not have a quarterback in it. Like, it was easy to sit Aaron Rodgers and easy to sit Jordan Love. They had Brett Favre and Rodgers in front of them.
So this is where I get tripped up, is that Jerron Mayo keeps calling it a quarterback competition before they even see him against any kind of NFL level players. And so I feel like he's not leaving the door open. He's opening the door and like waving everybody in to say, I want this kid to be starting as soon as possible. Because if you take someone at 3 overall and you say you're putting them in a quarterback competition against an early 30s vet in Jacoby Brissett, who was a backup last year, and that kid doesn't win the job, then you're setting up the number 3 pick to look really bad. And that's where I've kind of shifted. Like, do I think he should play week one? Not really. From everything that I've read and seen and about the footwork, and it did stick with me what Dan Orlovsky said the other day about, like, mistakes can really compound in his development if he's just trying to survive in a game. Like, I think that could be a real thing, and it makes sense to me. All that to say, I think they're setting him up to play as early as possible and get butts back in seats in Gillette, and they know that that will make the Crafts happy for at least the very near future.
Yeah, so look, if that's the main motivation, it's the wrong motivation. Like,
don't think that's a motivation, though?
No, I don't think it's the main motivation,
I think it's a motivation.
I think it's probably somewhere on the list, but that shouldn't be the main motivation. It shouldn't be to fill up Gillette Stadium. The main motivation should be playing the best guy. And by the way, if it's even close, let's say Jacoby Brissett slightly outplays him in training camp and passing camp in the preseason. Let's say Brissett's even a little bit better. If it's close, he should be starting week one because he just got to the NFL. Brissett's been here for a decade. There's no upside. We know what he is. If Drake May shows up on day one and is close with Brissett, he should be starting. Even if he's a touch behind, I said this about Mack and Cam a few years ago as well. He should be starting. Do you think they'll give him the opportunity to, Arkin?
Yes, I do, but I'm not sure that it'll happen week one. I don't know that week one is going to be when this happens. I think if they're close, but
it
seems like...
Will they give them the opportunity to start week one?
Start week one, I'd say if they're close, but Brissett's better, no, I don't think so. I think that they'll let him back up for a couple weeks, and then once they realize, hey, this isn't really working out with Brissett all that well, they'll go to Drake May. But I think that's what this season's going to be. It's going to be sort of an experiment, and I don't think you're going to see, all right, we're putting Drake May in right now. We have expectations to compete right away. We're going to leave him there come hell or high water, even if he has a bunch of bad games in a row. I think they're going to treat him very carefully. I think he'll play, but I don't think he starts right away.
Okay, what do you guys think? Should he be given the opportunity? Does it need to be close? Does he have to beat out Jacoby Brissett to get the job? Should he sit no matter what? 617-779-7937. You heard Drake May there. Best guy's going to play. That's how he feels about it. That's what it sounds like he's been promised and told. So they better follow through on that based on his answer to us yesterday here on WEEI. Meanwhile, Mike Reese wrote about Drake May today. It was a lot of stuff from the podium and quotes and clips that we've played, but there was some reporting behind the scenes that he had. He writes, in the weeks leading up to the NFL draft, team sources acknowledged that legacies would be tied to who they decided to take at quarterback. They were operating with the mindset that without a top quarterback, their regime wouldn't have a chance. Okay, so that's interesting. It's not just if he fails, we're screwed. If we don't bring in a quarterback, our regime won't have a chance. Probably because Elliot Wolf knows if he didn't draft a quarterback, he wouldn't be given an extension. Probably. By the time their scouting process was complete for the 2024 draft, Reese continues, Mayo said the Patriots most like three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, May. Those are three best quarterbacks in the draft. Doesn't sound like J.J. McCarthy was much of a consideration. Thus, a trade package out of number three would have had to blow them away to consider moving down to the next tier of quarterback options. A source said the Giants had offered the number six pick and the 2025 first-round pick, while the Vikings were ultimately willing to part with 11-23 and a 2025 first-rounder in exchange for a third-round pick and two mid-round selections from New England. I guess Burt Breers had additional reporting on this. There were a bunch of pick swaps in there that were going to be favorable to Minnesota. But clearly, neither of those proposals met the criteria for the bag, quote-unquote, that Mayo said the Patriots would have needed to be okay with trading the pick. That explains why the Pats called May immediately when they were on the clock at number three. Adam Schefter had more on this. He was on the McAfee show yesterday. Adam Schefter, what do you know about the Vikings' offer to the Patriots?
Okay. Yeah, Shefty, at three and even two, what was the best offer? Because obviously Minnesota, there was a lot of talk of them moving up. Did they ever offer one of their, you know, premier players? And same with even like a Raiders situation. Did they ever offer one of their top dogs, or was it just, you know, the first round picks of this year and next year?
Connor wants me to say that the Vikings offered Justin Jefferson to get up to number three.
Did they? Did they or not?
No, they did not. Okay. They did not offer that. Yeah. They offered various pick packages to come up there. The Vikings had the most discussions with the Patriots. And on Thursday, I texted somebody in New England, I'm like, any chance this gets done? And the text I got back a few hours before the draft was zero chance. Zero.
Hell yeah.
So clearly, the Patriots were determined to stick where they were. They knew, like everybody else, that Caleb Williams was going one, that Jaden Williams was going two, and that they were going to be able to take Drake May.
Jaden Daniels, there, Shefty. Best newsman in the business. It's Jaden Daniels. But
like
I will,
you said Jaden Williams. I'm going to go with Shefter.
I will tell you, when it comes to the Vikings offers and the Giants offers, so much for the whole league loving Drake May and trading way up and like the Patriots having all this conviction and saying no to all these trades. They were garbage trade offers.
Yeah, I'm not impressed by those offers at all. Like, is that as far as they possibly got? That was the final offer that they dangled out there, because that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. I mean, those aren't even tempting.
No, I agree, but it also tells you, like, this idea that, like, the Vikings were giving up...
We're so thirsty.
...four future first-rounders and Justin Jefferson because they love Drake May so much, that wasn't a thing. And Schefter went on to say the Giants may not even have been moving up for Drake May. They might have been moving up for Joe Alt. And so it's like, look, I like Drake May. The Patriots, I think, are overplaying how much they like Drake May.
Yeah,
and
that's a really big her.
And clearly the league wasn't as out for Drake May as we were told to believe. Now, I still like the pick. It's the whole reason I like their draft. Without taking Drake May at three, I would hate their draft. But that floats their whole draft for me. But it just tells you how the rest of the league viewed Drake May. They weren't as over the top as we were led to believe.
Arkan, does that make you feel very happy?
It does, sort of. But I also think that what the Falcons did really threw that all into the blender, because if Penix was still available at the end or at the end of that run of Denver and Minnesota and Vegas, then I think that, you know, they would have been like, all right, well, we're just taking Penix then. But when he went off the board, I bet they all regretted not making that trade with three or not making the offer a little bit better, because I don't think anybody expected that. Everyone expected there to be six quarterbacks all through pick 13, and then they're gone by the time you get to 12. So for the Raiders in particular, I mean, I think they probably botched that pretty bad.
You can jump in on the Patriots, their pick at three. How you
feel like they did.
How you feeling about Drake May? Should he play week one? Will they let him play week one? It sounds like he's been told if he's the best guy, he's going to play. So will they follow through on that? They should, and I think they will. What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. You can also weigh in on our big question of the day. Can the Celtics win a championship without Kristaps Porzingis? 55% of you say yes. 45% say no. A few more texts here at 37937. Jones, I like the optimism. Jones is the only one talking any sense here. These are so positive on the text line today. They're a super team even without Porzingis. You're all treating the Nuggets like they're the Warriors. Also, this one, how much more support do the Jays need? Losing KP sucks, but there's no excuse. That's really how I feel about it. It's like if Porzingis is out there, great. And that's another bonus. But they shouldn't need him to win. And saying it's all about Porzingis really takes the heat off Tatum and Brown and gives them every excuse under the sun. And they've already had a lot of them. I've provided them with some in the past with Marcus Smart. No more. This team's good enough to win with or without Porzingis, in my estimation. We're going to talk to Thor Nystrom, Fantasy Pros. Gave the Patriots an F in the draft. Does not like Drake May. Shocker, doesn't really like any of their picks. So we'll talk to him. He's at 3:30, and we have another pair of tickets to give away on 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI, Red Sox and Giants on Thursday at Fenway Park. Stay tuned for it right after Trending with Art.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.